Look at the air. Look at the hang time.
People always debated, who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb questions. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite.
Radio.
Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Look at the air. Look at the hang.
Are you tired as hell trying to get your spirituality together, but you tune in to these bullshit-ass goddamn radio stations on Sunday with their little holier-than-thou conversation, and sick of going to goddamn church all the goddamn time with motherfuckers is asking you for all the goddamn money, damn near about to rock your ass to sleep, and ain't even got enough courtesy to feed you during Sunday church services? Listen here, don't fucking worry about it, goddammit, because Real Nigga Radio got the realest. When I say realest, I mean the realest show. Get your spirituality up. Be able to have conversations with people that are truly about their father's business. But it's the realest goddamn religious show on the goddamn planet. And you know where it's at, on WGAG Radio. So tune in every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, to the Son of Man show, hosted by King Ellis, the Adonai soul, and the Son of Man himself, Noble Bodhi, every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, and get your praise on and all your questions about God, your spirituality, everything you need to know how to get right or get back on the right path on the Son of Man show. That's 12 noon every Sunday on WGAG Radio.
Want to be a man, live as a father, do those things, even though women been fathers all the time. And yeah, hey. It's just the way it is now. So it's time to get rid of this shit and eliminate those little walls and boundaries they've been putting up to control us once again. You know what I'm saying? It's all pagan, and we got to leave it as pagan. We got to walk away from it, for real. If not, we're going to continue to exist in a world. So actually, I got to say fuck Father's Day, Mother's Day, all that shit, because right now, according to what we see every day and where we living in, you're a motherfucking lie.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Let's get it going.
Great day to you, bro. How are you doing today?
Yes, yes, yes. Get out the salutation throughout the balance in the universe to all in all in the name of our creator, Elilo, Laku, El, Eliu, and Nu, El, Eli, Wahed, Aliyun, Aliyun, El. All praises to the Most High, El, creator of the balanced universe, and our order male, Sezidek. Let us honor him with our actions and deeds. We said, my El Shati, our action, war, Debbie, that deed, our deeds reflect the light of the source forever. It's a glorious day. Because we are beating the devil. I'm talking about we're beating him. He is mad as hell, as they say. And he got a reason to be mad as hell. Because we really coming at him. Truth is truth, intellectually, eternally. And we are doing it. Thanks to all and all in who, divine love. We exist by the will of him. And we have the creative force in us. To all the Nubians here in the USA of America, it's time to be joyful. It's time to be proud. It's time to honor. That's what I'm talking about. Our order, thank you, Mr. Carter Melchizedek. Let everybody know who lied on Melchizedek, Medicazadok Yalk El. We stand strong and firm under the leadership of our Atum Ray. Atum Ray. Atum Ray. Be proud to be a servant of the all, in the all, in who, grateful to we are. That's what it's about. All around the world, we send our salutation to all of us as one, Tahid, one, Wahed. That is what Tahid come from, the oneness of Anu, Al-El, Al-Eli Wahed, the heavenly one. Be proud in this day and time to be under the leadership of Atum Ray, son of righteousness, spiritual guidance. Be proud. let the world know we rejoice in that whole divine love principles of guidance from our supreme grand hierophant, Amadubri Archetype at Tumri. This is a great day for us, and we are definitely going to continue on. We're going to endure to the end and a new beginning. That's what it's about. And I've been watching people, listening throughout my travels, and understanding we are working this. People are beginning to change. This is the sun cycle, our cycle, the Nubians, new birth cycle, resurrections of the dead, mental and physical, spiritual and physical beings. To take care of your body, mind, spirit, and soul in essence. Make sure you're eating right. Make sure you're talking right. Make sure your purity and your habits are reflecting that love that's in us that was laying dormant to come out. And care like we never cared before for the truth. Learn the truth. Feel the truth. Live the truth. Be the truth. And teach the truth. This is a great day. Thank you all. Let's get the conversation going. Let's have a wonderful dialogue today in the love of the source, Q, created for Surreal. How does it, Q?
How you doing, Noble?
I'm doing great. Glad to hear your voice, King Ellis.
Yeah, good
my
to hear
brother.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, man, we miss you. From time to time, we miss you.
Yeah, from time to time, I miss y'all all the time. But you always on my back, so that's all that matters. So you know what we doing. We gotta walk this thing vividly. So hey, you know, if I want to stay alive, if I want to keep myself intact, I know how to think. I know what drives my mind every day. Shift back, shift. It's all love. It's all love over here. So yeah, more than love. But as I was saying, man, you know, this Father's Day, Noble, you know, I know you live a life of big movies, you know, that now you see where this new effeminization has come in. Well, let's stop using it as the effeminization of a man. Let's just say the transformation of the people right now. Man, I can only imagine, you know, how much you can have to say about that because of what you have seen through your eyes and the transformation. And I would like to hear that, you know what I'm saying, from where you came from that era to now. Because it's amazing. You know, I'm only been here 47 years. So, you know, I've seen so much.
It's a beautiful day and time for the resurrection of all of us mentally, physically, and spiritually. And that's what's so great about it, because we accept the truth of self. And that's your growth. That's your self-growth to accept the truth of self.
Right.
And when we started acknowledging the things, you know, to get to the true self, and that spiritual guide is also that word, El Rahmani, El Rahim. So a lot of people forget the yield of the merciful. So in this transformation period, we have the mercy. And it says that seat was open when they was talking about the Ark of the Covenant. Okay? And when they was talking about that Ark of the Covenant, they was talking about El Rahmani, El Rahim, the yield of the merciful. So that seat was there. And they had the cherubims representing that seat of guardianship, of that seat of mercy. So when people understand that was certain tones and vibrations, which they're doing now on Discovery Channel, you will hear people now on Discovery Channel talking about the OM, the OM sound of frequency. And they are now talking about lifting things and building things like the pyramids with sound frequencies. So it's a great day and time that they are actually honoring our ancestors in one way, but they don't want to give the acknowledgement of the pigmentation, the color of those beings, because they always want to take it and reflect it in their pictures as if they are the architect and design and engineers of it and the creative of it, and they are not. So by them still being liars, as I tell my people, remember, a liar cannot get in the holiest of holies. They can't get there. They can come with the knowledge, and they can come and talk like that it was theirs, but it's not until they bow to those supreme beings as mothers and fathers of civilization, the day and time. Where it says in Revelation 39, I will make them come and bow at your feet to let them know that I love thee. This is the day and time if they don't bow. Right? Perish. A great perish too. Because that's the day and time we're living in. And now we stand strong with El Elyonwahed, the Heavenly Father, where they get the word Tahid from. And that is a story of El's Holy Quran. When they was talking about Tahid, it comes from the word Wahid. Awahed, the one. And that was talking about the oneness of Anu, Ali El. So all of this knowledge of truth is coming about now because we are all in this together as true like messengers. That light in us is the light of the source that they put in John first. The light that shineth in the darkness comprehendeth not. And now we are true light messengers. And the Amalite messengers, right? They're losing the sun cycle. It is the new birth sun cycle. And they're losing. And they're not going to tell us that. They're going to keep repeating in that mode as we talked about a Sunday ago. They're going to keep, that was actually 2 weeks ago. They're going to keep it going. Because that is the way that they are locked down. And they're going to realize, as I've said many times, you devils on this planet Earth might think you all that. But in the ending time of this world, you'll know. You don't go against Eli, no. And new Eli. So this is what we act today. We stand strong in the love of the source and also in his commandments and his rules, right, in his precepts and his ordinance and his covenant that was granted to us through the teaching of the grand supreme architect. A lot of people don't want to give that to him. Melchizedek, and universes appear and universes disappear. That is a great being descended here. That is a great being that descended here. That executing the will of the source of existence and a reverence of fear is written in the book of Malachi. Those who have a reverence of fear of my name, the son of righteousness at doom reign. So when HaMashiach comes, he set the record straight. I never told anyone to pray to me. I never told anyone to worship me. I never told anyone to say, thank you, Jesus. All gratitude and praise and faithfulness is to the source, you, which is in all of us, come to set the record straight. And today is the Heavenly Father's day to me, because I can only emulate the Heavenly Father to be a true father. And that's a compassion, caring source of existence. So I said, stand strong today forever in the love of the source. You men got to raise up and be true fathers, a protector and a defender and also a provider. And if you don't honor the woman, you're going to go to hell because she birthed you into this world. And if you don't want to protect her and her children, you're going to go to hell. And that hell is going to be created by you disobeying the laws and commandments of the source of existence. That's the day and time we're living in, because we got to make sure the children of the future and resist Lucifer ways of recalcitration. This is what we got to do. Those who disobeyed and rebelled against the order and commandments and fought against Mikael, Michael, Melchizedek, Elkadir, Unbeliever, Akadir, Atumre. And we're with that being, and we got to let the world know. We stand in the principles and precepts of the source of existence under that leadership of Melchizedek. And like I said, you got to have the true L in you. You got to have that truth in you, and you stand strong against anyone with that truth. This is the day that we stand with our Heavenly Father in the love of the source, you, created for so will, cannot never turn back. Listen to me carefully, to disrespecting women and children. Can't do it. We got to stand strong on those principles and educate. We get to the top of the pyramid, we become a ray, and we come back down and pull the people back up. That's what Epton Ray did. He came down and what? Helped us get up and out of the looking mind. That's what he did. And still cares for us. Because he's still the son of righteousness, the spirit of God. And if you're connected with him spiritually, you are forever with him. As it says in the Else Holy Tablets, I am what? Melika Zador El. I will speak to you throughout all eternity. Listen. The word listen was there. I will speak to you throughout all eternity. A lot of people forget the 19th chapter of Else Holy Injil, where it says he will be your El Elohim. This is the truth. This is the truth of those who know what they know. You don't turn against Melchizedek. You don't lie on Melchizedek. You don't lie on Melchizedek, your hell. You don't do that. You don't stray away from the Most High El's guidance that's been sent to us. We don't do that. Purity is a necessity. Cleanliness is a necessity. That means cleaning everything, getting rid of all the bad habits. That's what El Melchizedek means, the purified ones that came out of the world. And when we get to the 144,000, they weren't just on temporary Egypt of the West. They was all over the world been raised up. It's universal. Michael is universal. He restored all the universe back to the one. And new, Eliyun, Eliel. Eliyolaku, Eliyu, Netir, Netir, Tirek, Shil, Netiru. All is in the source of you, created force of will. And we're all there. Then the oneness is what you got to become. Taqwa Tahib. Well, they get the word Taqwa Tahib from the oneness of Anu. It's on the website in Tob. So the 19th is the number. Page 748, Else Holy Tablets, when you read it, it is the number 19, where it talks about those inner sights that have the, what, tendency to stray away from the guidance of the Most High, highest. And the number is 56, where it's stated like that. So these are things to remember. We have to remember now. We have to remember the greatness of the scrolls and tablets and great wisdom that was given to us under the sacred wisdom of Tahuti, the sacred records of Etun Lay. We got to remember other nine scrolls, the right knowledge scrolls. We got to remember. And we got to remember the word, Ikra, read. Which really the Quran means read. And our dialect of Quraysh come in and mess up everything that is pristine, which was our way. And whole divine love principles. We got to get back to that. And the magnetism, you would glorify the glorification of the spirit in you to glorify the source of existence. Because we have the spirit of the source in us. People didn't read Matthew chapter 10, 5, 6, and on to the what? 9, 10, 11, where they said, fear him that they can destroy spirit and soul. Don't fear these devils on this planet. Don't care what skin color they is. Don't fear them. Walk proud and strong and resilient in the love of the source. Because I'm telling you, we have to reverse this. I'm not celebrating Nimrod's birthday, December the 25th, with the lies that that is Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ's birthday. That is a lie. I'm not celebrating the crucifixion when it's a lie. Better tell the people the truth is here. I am the truth, the way, and the life. And you got to stand on the same principles. Can I live a lie and love the creator of the balanced universe? You can't do it. John 4:23, in spirit and in truth do we carry on in the love of the source. That's what we got to do. You cannot live the lie and get in the traps of that being and his devils on this planet that don't want our people to raise up and be true to the source of existence. Gonna tell me that you're a Christian, a Catholic, a Protestant, a Jehovah's Witness, and you let the devil Supreme Court tell you you can't play in school? You can't pray to the Heavenly Father? You're going to go to hell. You're going to go to hell because you're telling the people that you're a Christian, the Catholic Apostle, and you're winning 7 days, then the Pentecostal, but the children can't pray to the Heavenly Father. And we're losing the children in the scriptures of truth. Matthew chapter 22, 37, 38 says you got to love the Creator with all that you are. So don't tell me the scriptures are true. It's not in what? Your children, when you can give it to them yourself. You don't have to go to no church. You don't have to go to no Catholic. You don't have to go to no temple. You don't have to go to no masjid. You can do it yourself. Because the light of the Creator is in each and every one of us. Follow them harlots out there. Them false prophets. Them false teachers out there. With man doctrine, but not the words of the source. John 7:16. My doctrine is not mine, but he who sent me and knew L-E-L-E-L. He said the same thing. The precepts of Tammuz is universal. Melchizedek is universal. And we got to be universal again. Because as long as we think like these martyrs and these devils on this planet, we're not going to have a true family. The only true family is those that love the Creator and live in truth. And the honor that we'll have for each other will come from the words of truth that we live it and we be it and we teach it. Today, I'm saying stand as a child of the Heavenly Father, the Creator of the boundless universe. And then we will be fathers by living in the truth that he sent to us. His God and his family God, not man, but the Heavenly Father God, under the order of Melchizedek. Constitution, our nation, not the constitution of the devil. The constitution that gives us the order to live all for and by each other and rule divine love principles. That's what we got to do. Trying to give the devil back his traps, his devilish men, and stand strong on the principles given to us. We're going to honor Melchizedek, honor him in the precepts that he gave us. Honor him under the architect and blueprint of a nation to be built, putting the woman first. He said it. I remember saying it. I remember hearing it. Put her first again. And the woman, you got to understand who you are, what you are, and the mother nature of everything. And man, you got to get your spiritual stuff together so you stand strong spiritually as an enforcer of the love of the source and principles and guidance and rules and commandments. That's what it's about. Setting up the laws that work for us and not the laws that turn us against each other. The laws that unite us in the love of the source and principles of living off of and by each other. Caring enough to understand the children are the root of the family and the mother that birthed a nation. She's got to get her honor back. She's got to have it. That's true love. Any man that has hurt his mother is not worthy of the life that's in him. And men are hurting women and children all over the world. Going to be worthy of that life given, as I said, El Elo and New Al-El is El Nafunan, the giver, El Akuzat, the taker. And we got to learn our language and speak it in a way that we vibrate with an intensity in the love of the soul, sending our salutations throughout the boundless inner universe of existence. In that whole Hadassah Shukriya, divine love. And the mothering is so important. And the fathering is so important. Be as perfect as your Father in heaven. Written in the scriptures of truth. Try to perfect yourself. Be the great. Just be great in the love and principles of existence. That's what we got to do. Can't worry about the devil and his children. They already set up and they are not going to join back because you cannot reform the devil and his children that are devils to him and his order. They're going to turn on each other anyway. Because that's what them devils do. So stay out of their way. Be about our business with our families. That's what we got to be. This is a great day for us to stand on June the 18th. and said, this is a reversal of the 666 back to the 9. That's what we got to do. Reverse the effect of that 6-season moon cycle back to the 9, the sun cycle. That's our day. To stand strong in our love of the Heavenly Father, to be his children as serving in the all.
Israel. Don't let no. Kind of like a good day and a dreadful day at the same time, because these signs had to happen in order for you to know what has to happen with you or what's happening around you. If you fall into it, you know, especially when you see the signs, like speaking on what's going on.
Nobody's here on yet. They're not coming on yet. Yeah, nobody's on yet.
Yeah, it's really up to you.
All right. I'm just letting a person know something that's trying to come on before it's time. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I got him back off. So I'm in a work process, and I wanted to come in to create a lot of, you know, to communicate and have this great day. And my time is to be with these children. There's a lot of children. They call them the handicapped children. Some of them have cancer. Some of them have other problems and stuff like that. And they have people caring for them, and they take them to camps, and they let them enjoy themselves and have fun, you know, with children and certain type of activities and stuff like that. Some of the children have something that is very bad for them, and it's going to take them out of the world, some of them. And some of them are going to survive it. You know, that's the day and time we're living in. But you have people, compassion, caring people from all walks of life doing whatever they can for these children that have, you know, these type of ailments. And that's something the Most High is letting me see, you know, how to reflect of an all life, living, giving, caring, compassion source from all walks of life. People from all walks of life are doing their best, you know, to help people when they really need help and guidance, and to let them have some joy. Some of the children might live this year, and some of them might not, you know. So that's the day and time we're living in. But we see all these things happening. And it's from a past generations of things that took place of people not living in that love order. And it carries on through generation to generation. But now we're in a state of purity. We're in a state of a consciousness to get things done the right way. We're in a consciousness state to eat good, to eat healthy, and get into the land that we can survive, you know, by things that we do and cultivating our culture. So it's time of separation. It's harvest time. You know, those that take the giant step, so to speak, you know, step away from certain things that are hindering us from doing the best that we can do. And it takes all of us to come together, because there's a different way that different people are being brought up, and there's a different involvement in economics where people are doing well and some people not. But the one that is living, giving, loving, caring, sharing, they participate. And making sure that people get what they need to build what they need to build. When we went out on Tamaray, we came from all over the planet to help build on Tamaray, Eastern Brother West in Edenton, Georgia. And they developed. I did brickmaking work. I did landscaping. I did cleaning. I did tiles. I did everything. You know, I left a job, come there and work, and went back to work on my job. So don't tell me we can't do it. You know, we have land in different areas. We have Black Mountain land. We have land in different places. You know, we have people cultivating. And we got to get rid of the animosity toward each other, because this is an all-source gathering, so to speak, of intellect, out-of-intellect intelligence, and spiritual guidance and beings all over the world. So we got to get rid of the egotistical tunnel vision that we have about things are not happening. They're happening, and they're not going to be televised. As I said 2 Sundays ago, this devil is intent, motive, vated typically every day to keep his devilishment going, to keep people in his traps. And when you break away from his traps, he get mad. But you have a shield of the Most High. So they don't fear them devils. They know I don't fear them. Like I said, they've been following me for years. You have people come and tell you that we know for a fact, you know, that they've been on us a long time with the shield of the Most High. You look at the website, it has the shield of the Most High on it. They can try to tamper with it if they want to. But they'll find out tornadoes, earthquakes, and everything, lightning striking. Hey, intelligence is here. You don't mess with this day and time of these beings that are here in the ending time of this world to set the record straight. Death and destruction will come. And the people better be very careful who they're siding with. So if you're siding with them devils, you ain't got no shield. You ain't got no protection. I said, don't straddle the fence. Come all the way, you know, be in this order all the way. Don't worry about your life in this order. You better worry about it if you're not living in this order. You're not living under the rules and commandments and laws and the precepts that was given. Now, that older guy, he said, I'm coming back again. He's been calling me. He said, I know what day and time it is. And he's already back in. Called me today and told me where he's at. You got people returning because they know what day and time they are. That's right. And they, a lot of people knew that HaMashiach would come in the year 2007 because it was in El Holy Injil. That's what was put in El Holy Injil, that HaMashiach would return in the year 2007. And that's what you see at the bottom of that website on the introduction of the CD, 2007. So this is what was passed out to a lot of people, the CD with the year 2007 on it. And it took place in St. John Baptist Church. And that was under that leadership of Acton Ray. Because he is the spiritual guide. I'm a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So that is another thing we have to remember. So we have to remember those that have been chosen to do certain things. And that's like all of us have been chosen because we chose ourselves when we gave up the worldly way of thinking and became back into the order of the love of the source. And so when you get into the super order, you get into Ansar Law, you got into everything that brought you back to where you were, which is now. So we said now principles. Because we understand the continent of time, where we was talking about time and the reference of time and zero time reference. So all of this knowledge is sustaining us in the day and time not to have fear. Confirmation. Once you get confirmation of so many things, you lose the fear. And people know you only fear that which you don't know. So now we know enough not to fear, and we know enough to investigate. We become great investigators. And we have many people do such great research on this show. You think I don't love this show? I love it. Because we're going through a cycle of changes. We're beginning to grow and mature to where we were, which is now in the principles of existence and all source of existence time reference, right, is eternity. To that etheric base, we need to stand strong on it. Like I said, you cannot destroy energy, and your true essence of an etherian is an eternal existence. So they hate the knowledge. And they're trying to do everything to turn people away from this nation that is about the will of the source. He created force of will. And that's why we stand so strong. We'll get through the arguments. We'll get through the debates. We'll get through all of the intensity if we center ourselves in the oneness of a new L-U-L-U-L, where the word Tawheed came from.
That's right. It's an experience.
Yes, it is. It's a growth period, having these debates, having these experiences, and then you go back and listen, and you can say, well, I don't want to talk like that. I don't want to do that no more. And that's what I said. You have to negate things. You have to get rid of things. You have to relinquish certain things. You have to build up a fortitude to get the continuity balance, you know, so you can fortify yourself. And the equilibrium is there. You know, we have to get rid of some of the things that hinder us from being true to ourselves. That's the first thing. We don't want to lie to ourselves no more. You're doing things, you want to continue to lie to yourself when you know you shouldn't be doing them? No, that's on you, what you really are. That's on you. That's on every individual. Because that's what we said last two Sundays ago about the all. All can, I can, to all those I do. That's what we got to those principles. Well, I got to go now. The man is getting ready to, you know, put people on me. So I'm going to say, who am I, Anna, to each and every one. It means who is with us forever. Leekaloo, Wackaloo, to you. That means forever and evermore. And we always say Melchizedek because we have to say Melchizedek. And the love of the source, who, Yahuwah, who, greater force of will. So we can never forget that. Let the world know we honor and love that being who reflects us.
Can we all agree that we've all been mind fucked and tricked?
What's that?
Can we all agree to that? Can we just agree to that? Fuck!
People been getting killed all the time. That's nothing new.
But I'm asking you one question. If you don't face the fact of reality that something bad is getting ready to happen, something is real bad getting ready to take place, something is going to happen very soon, you know, we're living in that thunder.
Hey, record. Yes, Lord.
Hey, look, man, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying fat.
Listen, man, it's not bad shit that's going to happen. I don't understand why people don't get into the science of the plane of force, the laws of attraction. These things are happening because they are beings that vibrate on a very low vibratory level, frequency, where they are magnetizing misfortune to them. You know what I'm saying? Because they are controlled by the plane of force on a very low vibratory frequency, and they refuse to raise up. They refuse to look at the handwriting on the wall in their own life. in their own house, in their own communities.
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling up. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying back.
If in fact, when there is death, there can be no life. Look at Chicago. There was motherfuckers, 20 motherfuckers dying every fucking week. And people were still there waiting to die next. They don't know when to pick up and go. And all of them say they are Christians. And all of them know about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. So even this is your God at work destroying them motherfuckers. Can I find one good person and I will save this city? So everybody is waiting until they the next motherfucker to get a gun in their goddamn head. So what is wrong with the people today? He said people just don't think. That's all. They don't think.
Thank you, Dad.
They don't think until it happens to them. The same thing, and my dad got a testimony. He lived in a bad fucking neighborhood, hearing everything about what's going on in it. My mom had a bullet shot right through her fucking wall when she was laying in the bed. Something told her to get up. The bullet hit the damn pillow.
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch, and I'm pulling up. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying back.
Even when I lived there, it was two bodies found in a trunk in that car when I stayed there. And they still stayed. They still stayed after all of that. My father and my mom's house got doors, got kicked in. They got robbed. His gun was taken. They still stayed. The only reason why they are not there now, because 2-3 months ago, my father was held by gunpoint by 3 men, laid him out, made him roll underneath a fucking truck, and they steal the car, steal every goddamn thing, and now they finally moved out. Then they said, oh, it's time to go. Oh, it's time to go. So they watch. They don't follow the dominoes. This is what happens. This is what happens in Chicago. This is what happens every day. In my life, when I stayed with that man I was married to from 20 to 25 years, the neighborhood started to get bad. My car was broken into several fucking times. A friend of mine's body is found behind of a goddamn dumpster. And I begged that nigga that I have 2 children by, we got to get the fuck out of here. There's some handwriting on the wall before it happens to us. But I don't control the money. I don't control 8 hours a day working. I don't control. I don't have no fucking power when it's time to fucking move, where we can just get up and go and just count the money and buy a place that's safer, where there is no crime yet, where there is no hatred yet, where there is no death yet, where the police don't frequent the streets yet. People don't take heed to that. They just don't fucking think, because it didn't happen to them. Until it happens to them, then they ready to go. And the problem is, again, you don't want it to happen to you, so you pay attention to what happens in your environment, because those are the signs from the Most High. Said, I would never forsake you. I would never let you. Will always know when it's time to go. You will always know. It's not a motherfucker on this goddamn planet that ain't never heard the voice say, get up and goddamn go, get the fuck out of here. But they just don't listen.
Man, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying back. I'm saying back.
But they just don't listen. They don't goddamn think until something fucked up happens to them personally. Not their children, they'll still stay there. Not their wife, they'll still stay there. Right, Daddy? You still stay there. And all you did was patched up the fucking hole in the wall that the bullet came through. But 3 years later when it happened to you, y'all was out of that motherfucker in 2 goddamn months up out of that shit. That's what the fuck the issue is. That's what it is. It's not random. It's ignorance. They wait. They wait because they want something. In the order of Melchizedek, it said that there are some motherfuckers that they have to jolt. Give them a hard jolt for them to get the fuck out of somewhere or change their goddamn life. They got to put them in fucked up situations because they don't want to do it before hell or the four winds falls on them. They don't know how to get out of something before, you know what I'm saying, while the rainbow is still in the sky. The rainbow is in the sky. You hear a voice say, get the fuck out. Stop looking at the rainbow. So many people would never leave. They would still be like, oh my God, look at the rainbow. It's so beautiful. And they hear the voice say, but it's time to get the fuck from underneath the goddamn rainbow, some shit by the fall out that bitch. No, I just want to stay and just be right here. They give us these warnings. They give us everything. They never fucking tell us. I'm telling you, it's people just don't pay attention. They just don't think. They always wait until the shoe is on their foot. I don't wait until the shoe is on my foot. When I start seeing it with people around me, I get away from them. You know what I'm saying? When they'll start coming around, motherfuckers, my association, it's time for me to shut them the fuck off because, goddamn, I'm in the line with the domino. So you got to just think, get the fuck out the line because it's coming next. So that's the answer. What's wrong with the people today? People just don't fucking think. And like you said, what happens to you is because you want it to happen. It's your fault. When bad shit happens, it's your fault. When good shit happens, it's the Most High.
He said it's truth, it's truth.
I'm saying facts.
Are you speaking solely of Jesus Christ?
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Trap. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying them facts.
If I may add, it's Issa. It's not Yahshua. He asked about Melchizedek. The only reason why a lot of people don't know that Melchizedek is actually in the Quran, whether it's the Yusuf Ali version or the right translation by Dr. Malachi Z. York, is you'll find El Kidda is another name for Melchizedek. That's the El Kidda that walked with Moses. So there's a story of El Kidda, who's also known as Melchizedek or Melchizedek. That's the answer to your question. Is
if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying
El Kidda is in the Quran, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. El Kidda is in the, all the Muslims around the world knows him as El Kidda. Melchizedek, that's a Hebrew name. And of course, Arabic came from Hebrew. That's why the word Allah or Allahum, or matter of fact, El Aleyu, is an Arabic word which was taken from the Hebrew, which is Elyon, Elyon, El. That's Hebrew. So, you know what I'm saying? Elyon, it was taken from Hebrew. It's Elyon, Elyon, El.
I'm saying facts.
But we can get knowledge. That's why I call into the show. Because regardless of what I think, I'm faced with Islamic teaching. And I'm also faced with Hebrew teaching. And I can't get the two connected because I'm seeing a bickering or the struggle of we're right and you're wrong.
Hey, record.
Look, fam, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
You have to tie the two because the issue is dealing with Abraham first. Abraham, Miller Ibrahim. Combine the two, you are an Islamic Hebrew at that time. But you have to understand how it all in sync with Abraham all the way back to the prophet Adam. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll see it. You'll be able to connect the two. There is bickering only because no one was able to trace, you know what I'm saying, Islam to Hebrew and Hebrew to Miller Ibrahim. You know what I'm saying?
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
As a Hebrew, I got a connection because of Ishmael. But where is Ishmael in the Middle East? Are those the Moors we're talking about? I believe it is. I believe the Moors are the true descendants of Ishmael and Hagar, because Hagar is the mother of Ishmael. So her offsprings will also be considered. But did the Chaldeans conquer to servitude-hood it, which created the Moors, which are considered our army fighting Islamic today as Islamic fighters?
I'm saying facts.
Islam is different. Those are Mohammedans. That's not al-Islam. Those people that's over there fighting, they are Mohammedans. Like over here, they are Christians. You know what I'm saying? That's not Islam.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because yep. Islam itself means peace. These are Mohammedans. They are the ones that's creating the war of good and evil. And it's based on Christians versus Mohammedans. This is all this shit is about. Not Yahshua way of life, neither Muhammad way of life. This is their own way of life. This is all governed by what you call the Pope today, the Catholic Church. Because, you know what I'm saying, because Islam, or what is known as Islam today, is Catholicism. Christianity is Catholicism. Paul was their
basic
first
foundation.
Pope. And, of course, Muhammad's first wife, Khadijah, was a Catholic nun. You know what I'm saying? And that's why all of the... That's why all of their Islamic temples or Muslim temples, you know what I'm saying, is called a mosque, which is the same name that they give the Catholic Church, a mosque. This is nothing more than it's like a bunch of kids fighting over the same thing. They got the same information.
Right.
They cannot connect it.
Yeah.
Religion brings separatism because people just don't think.
I'm thinking back.
So if the Christians took the time to read the Quran, they would see there's a whole chapter of Mary in there. You understand? You see what I'm saying? Jesus never said he was the son of God if they read the red letters and not Paul. Jesus never said he was the son of God. Neither did he say he was the son of man. By the time they was asking Jesus what would happen, his disciples, what will happen, show us the things that will happen about, you know, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church and all this other type of stuff, and no stone should be left unturned. And then he told his disciples to look for the son of man. So Jesus was never the son of man. And by the time it was time for him to go up against Pontius Pilate and all the rest of them, they questioned him about being the son of God. Jesus never walked around, never said out his own mouth he was the son of man or the son of God. That's why when they asked him in that court, they said, nigga, are you saying you the son of God? He said, no, you're saying that I'm the son of God. I've never said that. And whoever told you that, you obviously must believe it because you're asking me about it today.
Yeah,
so he never claimed to either be the son of God nor the son of man.
I'm saying back.
Why did the Hebrews form alliance with God's enemies? Because in the scriptures, the Chaldeans or the Palestinians is God's enemy. And that would be them also teaching Islam to me. That's why I'm sticking with
okay,
it.
Would you, can I claim something? You familiar with the fact that that Muhammad made an Isra? He made an Isra to where? He made an Isra to El. He made an Isra to Allah, right? Which is El. Jesus said Eli. But he made an Isra to El, which made him an Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob did the same thing. Remember Jacob's ladder? Jacob climbed that ladder. Or he saw that ladder. He rose. He went up. And they named him Israel after they took his name Jacob away from him. They named him Israel.
Now, this is how I understand
Muhammad is a Hebrew. Muhammad was a Hebrew.
Yeah, that's the trick
the
right there.
Muhammad was a Hebrew. Muhammad made an Isra to El.
Because my understanding, his teachings started running rapidly in the Middle East, and at the time, the government was not Islamic, and they seeked his life, so he found refuge with the Israelites. That is the story in the movies that is out today. So
he found refuge with the original Hebrews, which were the Ethiopians, the Falasha, the original Hebrews. That's where he made his journey to Ethiopia. Remember?
What
and
you're
after
saying,
he left Ethiopia, he was dressed in white.
Mm-hmm.
Because
those
Falasha, the so-called country of Israel, has been shipping over to Israel to blend into that blood. Remember, they've been shipping those Ethiopians out of there and bringing them to Israel so they mix in and bind in with that blood, that real Hebrew blood. That's where Muhammad went to get the teachings, to get the information tied in together. Muhammad
so we can technically say, by theory, he is a Palestinian having refuge in a African nation known as a Hebrew culture, but then went back to the Chaldeans, the Palestinians, and taught his message.
Dressed
so he is
white.
A Palestinian.
Dressed in white.
Look, fam, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
First, let's get it clear about how the Palestinians came about. If you go to Genesis chapter 10, verse 6, it shows you, it says, and the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan. And the only thing that we're going to be concerned here with in Genesis chapter 10 here is the son Mizraim first, because the Bible translated Mizraim as an Egyptian, if you look at it, and translated Cush as an Ethiopian. It translated Put as a Libyan, and doesn't bother to translate Canaan. So it was the Mizraimites who originated with Noah in the Persian Gulf. And if the Bible story is true, and Noah was a direct descendant from Adam, and they were dwelling in the Middle East, then in order for Mizraim to be an Egyptian, the Mizraimites would have migrated westward, just as in order of Cush to be Ethiopian, which is in Africa. They would have migrated westward. And the same applied in order for Put to be Libyan, which is also in Africa. I repeat that Ethiopia, Libya, and Egypt are in the continent of Africa. The biblical society try to make it appear that Ethiopia, Libya, and Egypt are on separate continents. So the descendants of Mizraim were Lydia, Anna, Lehab, Naphtu, Patharum, Kaphlehem, that's in Genesis 10:13, out of who came the Palestinians, or the Palestine. So which are your Palestinians or Palestine today? Your Palestinians or Palestine today? However, they are mixed with European-type Arabs from Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. Talking about a mixture that took place in the biblical geography of the Egyptians originated. They originated in Genesis chapter 10, verse 6 as the sons of Ham, which means burnt black. So everybody at that time that were called Palestinians or Palestinians at that time, they were black. Jet fucking black, burnt black is what the Bible described them motherfuckers as. What you're looking at today is tail Arabs or the Turkey motherfuckers coming in, like Doc just said, taking the Ethiopians, mixing it, you know what I'm saying, 600 something fucking years ago, and probably 1,000 years ago, and bleaching Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Bleaching, you know what I'm saying, Noah's bloodline of Mizraim. That's where it all starts from, Sugar Power.
You are right, man. If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Trap. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying
this is Queen Vita from Memphis 10, and you are listening to WGAG Radio.
Hey, this is Wing Chun of the TWS Archangels, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
What up, this Young Mayhem, and you tune in to WGAG Radio.
This is Yusuf Vail with Private Side Solutions, and you're listening to WGAG Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Hey, this is Kate. Mama, listen to WGAG Radio.
Hi, this is Denise from Las Vegas, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
This is the Beard out of North Carolina. I tune in to the Don Nicolione Show, WGAG Radio.
Yeah, 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 what up? It's the God, Sai Ken Ra. WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Hi, this is Minesweeper from Houston, Texas, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
What up, people? This is Jah Elohim Bey from Tennessee, and you are listening to WGAG Radio.
What they do, this humble, live, MIA, you
now tuning in to the Don Corleone Show on WGAG Radio, nigga.
This is 50 and retired just outside of Chicago, and we listen to the Don Corleone Show on WGAG Radio.
Hi, my name is Juana Braxton, and of course I'm chilling with my girl, Don Corleone.
I'm Renee Lawless, Catherine Cryer on Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots, right here on the Donna Corleone Show.
Hola, me llamo Tiana. Tú escuchas WGAG Radio.
This is Arrested Development, and we want to shout out WGAG Radio.
Right,
hey.
What's up, everybody? It's Dondria Nicole, and you're checking out WGAG Radio.
It's your boy, Jahan Jones, with WGAG Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Demetria McKinney, letting you know that I am hanging out with WGAG Radio.
Hi, we're Escape,
and you know we're kicking it with WGAG Radio.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Braxton.
And I'm Trina Braxton from Braxton Gummy Values, and you are rocking it with WGAG Radio.
What up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupree, and I'm chilling with WGAG Radio. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ashley Love Mills, and I'm here with WGAG Radio.
Yo, this is Larez Tate, and I love you.
What's happening, y'all? This is Ed Lover. You're listening to WGAG Radio. That's right. Keep it locked right here.
This your boy Tony calling from Memphis 10-0.
Yeah, yeah, man.
WGAG motherfucking radio. Shout out to Don Corleone, the producer, the engineer, the creator, the inception maker. God damn it. The bitch walk a nigga from behind the 8-ball through the circle of time and deep in the reservoir of your motherfucking mind. And so if you don't fuck with the Don and you don't fuck with WGAG, you're probably brain dead.
Begin all prayer in thinking by using El Kaluz, the All. Prayer of the Ansars. O Heavenly One, the Most High, who is sustainer of all the worlds, we do accept the duty you have laid on us to clean up the filth made by that waste that is non-committing food. O my sustainer, we beseech you, keep your hand over us to control the strings of the forces of our lives, our sustainer. If we do wrong, please show thy divine blessings and forgiveness on us. You are the only one that can raise us, true followers of the news bearers. And in thy name, we carry on an anthem for all.
Please welcome the Son of Man, Noble Bodhi.
Hey, see if I can do this right. I'm going to put this shit on track right here. By the scimitar and crescent you wear upon your coat, it's a sign for men to note. It's a symbol that your fellows have abiding faith in you. They believe that you are worthy and they trust in all you do. But I wonder, fellow nobles, as I meet you here and there, if you really caught the meaning of that little badge you wear. Are you mindful of its splendor? Are you watchful of its fame? Are you careful as you travel not to bring it to shame? You proclaim that you're a Shriner. Every passerby can see that you have pledged to do the right thing whatsoever you may be, but worldwide, your brothers suffer loss and injury from you if you do a wrongful act, which a Shriner wouldn't do. By the token you're wearing, you expect it to be fine. We have taught the world this something to be chosen by the Shrine. And the man who wears this emblem has his fellows guarantee that a gentleman of honor he is known and pledged to be. And if he shall fail that standard by some thoughtless word or whim, all Shriners worldwide over shall be put to shame by him. By the scimitar and crescent which you so proudly display, you are bound to live and travel in a bigger, better way. You must dignify the emblem so none whom you may meet, be he friend or foe, may whisper that the Shrine is but a cheat. You must play the noble man at all times. You must keep your conduct fair and be worthy of the crescent and the scimitar you wear. Welcome to the Son of Man Show, baby. Hosted by Don Nicole Young, we are It's Secrets Revealed. You already know how we do it, baby. We in episode 6 of the Son of Man Show, Secret Revealed, hosted by Don Nicole Young. Great day to everybody tuning in. Everyone that's on the call lines, call-in number, you already know if you need it, 425-569-5274. Again, the call-in number is 425-569-5274. Hit the one button if you want to chop it up with us. Great day. Special shout-out to all my peoples over there in the after party, man. Great day, Bingy D. Hope all is well with you. The after party is our 24-hour voice-activated chat room on paltalk.com, paltalk, paltalk.com, and install it on your phone or on your PC or whatever. Get the app. Boom. Sign up. Boom. Type in the search. The after party, you'll see Don Nicole on after party. Click, bring my ass in the room type shit. Like, open the door, some old shit, some old button as you like, yeah, let me in. And then, boom, you'll walk right on in, baby. That's our 24-hour voice-activated chat room. We've had this after party on Pal Talk, I think, shit, probably going on 15 fucking, nope, that's not true, can't be 15. Okay, Don, let's say 10 years now. About 10 years, man. Great day, Twink Star Double R over there on El Cologne Radio. Hope all is well with you. Special shout out to everybody that's over there on El Cologne Radio. Always an honor and a pleasure to see y'all. Boss Lady, Young Black and Ambitious in the building. Elton Wands up. I show y'all some love. I'm trying to figure out why people falling out that bitch, though. Don't tell me we get kicked out of El Cologne. Listen, just in case, Lockdown Radio again. All one word, Lockdown Radio again. Subscribe on YouTube and hit the bell button. That's when you know we go live, just in case. Got to keep telling you motherfuckers ass that y'all don't be listening. Y'all don't be goddamn listening around this shit. Great day, Sugar P. Hope all is well with you. And special shout out to Antonio Shaw L is in the building. Great day, baby. Hope all is well. Man, what's up, Terrence Dwayne Bay was in this bitch earlier. Great day, baby. All is well, man. If you can hear me, I hope all is well with you. I am sweating. I ain't there but like goddamn 10 seconds on that goddamn treadmill. Started a little bit late, but then again, I started my day about, I started my day about 7 o'clock yesterday. So I'm still on and popping around this bitch. Special shout out to everybody that tuned in to the El Cologne Tablet Show last night / this new day. And special shout out to my man, Thomas L, rocking the El Cologne Tablet Show with me. Always an honor. Thank you, baby. Great day, self-guided. Hope all is well with you. And, buddy, we about to get into the goddamn... Where we at? The Universal Lessons of the Masonic Lodge, the Secret Degrees and Studies of EA, Entered Apprentice. What that EA is? The Lower Chamber. I'm going to call it the chamber. The lower chamber deals with the genitals. The first thing you got to work on is your genitals. Oh, my God, speaking of genitals, right? I after the Air Coach Tavis show, I think, I don't know what time it was, about 3 in the morning? Yep. So about 3 a.m. today, first I got back on the treadmill and shit, you know what I'm saying? I did about 1 hour and 30 minutes on that motherfucker for a minute. And fucked around, Netflix got one of my favorite movies, Newbie. And my first time listening to this scene in the movie, you know, I bet you know what one of my favorite movies is. Nobody be able to guess it. There's a goddamn billion movies out there now. It's one of Eddie Murphy's. I'll let you guess. It's one of Eddie Murphy movies that'll narrow it down, you know. But you tell me, Newbie. It'll narrow it down. What do you think it is, baby? Great day, Newbie. Fuck it. Y'all take it too long. The Golden Child. That is my shit. Okay? So I watched The Golden Child and shit. And there's a part there. I don't know how good y'all memory is. I don't know why I have to watch The Golden Child. If I see that shit, I got to watch it. But remember when he went to Tibet Tibet? Yeah, nigga went to Tibet, right? Remember he went to Tibet? Come on now. Come on. Say something. Yeah, no? Okay. So he went to Tibet, and remember the old man? Boom. Then he went into the temple and realized that same old man, and the old man said, you must stay on the path and shit, blah, blah, blah. And then after he got the knife, he was outside talking to the old man. Man, let me play the clip. See if I can play the clip. Damn, I don't think I got Netflix on this motherfucker, but I'm going to see. I'm going to see if I can play the clip. I'm going to see. Goddamn, damn, you got Netflix on this bitch. I got to play the clip, man. Y'all got to hear this shit. I had no idea. I must have never paid attention to this part. You know what I'm saying? He was standing outside with the old man, right? Remember that part? And he asked him, damn, fuck, I should just get the clip. But the moral story is, see, because this like, goddamn, I'm about to lose my fucking mind now, man. He's asking in regards to the chick, right? And she's sitting on a little swing or some old shit out in front in the yard or whatever, right? And he asked the old man, you know, how do one like me, you know, get with somebody like that? Right? That's what he said, right? Some shit like that, right? And he told the motherfucker, what that nigga say, man? Old man say, first you have to, basically, you're a piece of shit, you're a lowlife, and you're not deserving. That's what the first thing he said. And then Eddie say some shit like, how do I become deserving? How do I become worthy? Right? And the motherfucker say, and he looked down at his penis. You know what I'm saying? He looked down at his dick or some shit like, you got to stop using that shit first. And so, and Eddie say something like, okay, all right, so step one on the path is I have to not have sex with women. I have to stop having sex. Yeah, and then he put him on the next one. And then he say some shit like, you have to trust something you don't know, some shit like that, and you have to love someone that you've never met. So then started saying shit like that to that nigga to get him something, you know what I'm saying, to raise up higher on the path or whatever. And the last thing that motherfucker said was, you know what I'm saying? Everything he said to Eddie Murphy, then the old man say some shit like, tell no one that I put you on the path. Some shit like that. That shit was kind of hot. That shit was hot, though. You know what I'm saying? But that was a part, like, I never paid attention to that shit. So today. Told him everything that he have to do. Like, and of course, if you know, you look at the Melchizedek Order, 19 Ways of Becoming Divine. I only remember like two or three. Apologize for you, but for what you didn't do. Move a rock that can't be moved, and shit. Give what you don't have, and a whole bunch of other shit. Like night seven, I think. I don't know. It's one of them, though. I got to holler at Neff to bring you back. Bring you back to do that. But, yeah, but he was saying it just like that, though, newbie. Like it starts at the penis first. So EA, Enter Apprentice, deals with moving on from your lower emotions, which is your gender, you know what I'm saying, which is the lust and all that other type of shit. It shows the gender part, EA, Enter Apprentice. And then Fellow Craft, FC, is the middle chamber, the heart. And then, of course, boom, all the way up to the head, the Master Mason, is your 3 degrees of how you raise up from the bottom to the top, ladies and gentlemen. So, beautiful day and time, beautiful day and time, I tell you, goddamn it. Shit, been there the whole damn time, man. Go watch The Golden Child, man, and fast forward to that part. Shit, good. Anyway, I thought my favorite part was let him act. I want the knife, please. Okay, never mind. Laughing to myself. I'm the one that enjoys my life. Y'all don't find nothing funny about yours. Okay, let me move on. Let me take a sip. Y'all ready to get into the EA? We almost finished with this motherfucker, believe it or not. This is about to be the first book that I've actually finished. Goddamn, one of the first. Goddamn. Well, I'm telling you, I'm almost finished with this motherfucker. We probably got about 3 more episodes, my nigga. Then we, goddamn, we on to the Master Mason book. We on to the Master Mason, goddamn. We're going to be, I mean, the FC, the Fellow Craft, we'll be moving on. Okay, y'all ready? Say, yeah, yeah. Y'all want some secrets? Y'all want some of these secrets? Let's see. I'm on page 180. Again, this is the Universal Lessons of the Masonic Lodge, the Secret Degrees and Studies of EA Entered Apprentice. Supreme Grand Commander, I'm sorry, Sovereign Grand Commander, Dr. Malachi Z. York, L33 degrees, 720 degrees, the Sovereign Grand Commander of the Nuwapian Worldwide Masonic Lodges. And as a matter of fact, before I get into, hold on, give me 12 seconds. Before I get into where we left off at, Twain, what you doing here, Gary? Before I go where we left off at, I got to do this. I got to read everything this motherfucker says in the beginning. It was just too much shit. So I'm going to read it now because I got 4 o'clock with you motherfuckers. A long way. A long walk on a short path. So I'm going to read this shit, and I'm going to read it real slow. This is the author's note. Okay? Got it? It's going to sound familiar to some people, and the shit sound familiar to is going to be some parts in that thing you've never heard before. Do you have the PDF of these books? Fuck no. Do I look like I have PDFs? Newbie, sorry. Do I look like I have PDFs, nigga? You honestly think I'm going to convert some shit to a PDF? Mm-hmm, baby, I got the books, baby. You got to have the books, man. Internet shuts down. That's your ass. You lost. You still going to need me. I got books, baby. God don't believe in technology like that too much. Okay. So let me do this author note real quick. I'm not doing it real quick. I'm going to take my time because it's very interesting. Okay? And it's long, too. I'm going to do a whole new introduction on this shit. Here we go. And I'm sweating. Good God almighty. I have devoted my visit to this planet to the resurrection of the mentally dead, which I affectionately refer to as mommy. Never did I know that the evil one had done such a great job with these people, both mentally and physically, as to have them help. Ooh-wee. Never did I know that the evil one had done such a great job with these people, both mentally and physically, as to have them hate self and kind. My greatest dilemma and hindrance has been the black devil born amongst you and by you, married to you, socializing with you, praying in the same sacred houses of worship as you. But secretly, they have a spiritual pact with the devil, which makes it nearly impossible for them to totally surrender to the true word. Their very nature won't let them is in their seed from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9 through 10. There is a cursed seed of devils who are the Canaanites, who work with the original devil, the serpent man, lizard people, or reptilians. However, it's not about race when it comes to evil, because there are black and white evil people. But for the few chosen from the many called, I sift to find those beings that wish to become one with the supreme in all, those that wish to know the way, the truth, and the light to our Heavenly Father, Elyon Elyonel, creator of all and his chosen anointed. Psalms chapter 2, verse 2. What is that? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord Yahayu and against his anointed Messiah, saying, I am known throughout the mystic schools. Here we go now, y'all. You ready for this? Let me say, I'm known throughout the mystic schools. Y'all niggas don't even know this thing. I am known throughout the mystic schools as the incarnation of Tahuti, Thoth, student of the great tomb known as Atum Re, the first point of resurrection from ignorance to the right knowledge, the right wisdom, and the right understanding, called Nuwaku, the Amen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. I have blended in with each of the religions most interesting to my people. I lived as one of them and practiced as one of them in order to reveal the misconceptions of these doctrines that have plagued and diseased the minds of my people, created by Leviathan to enforce a spell over the lost sheep called religions, beliefs, and faith. Among the Arabs of Al-Islam, in the degree of Muhammadism, I, as a Muslim, was known as Asayed Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi, or simply Imam Isa, under Sheikh Dawood Ahmed Fassel, Amar or Moor by birth of Morocco, who was the founder of the Sunni Islam in America and also the Islamic Mission in America, who himself was a Shriner, being fluent in the many dialects as well as the classical Arabic language. I translated word for word without biasness in favor of the Islamic religion, the Noble's Quran, from Ashuric Syriac Arabic into English. I sat beneath the great Shawif elders as a student, one of which was Muhammad Mahmud, and the great master, Karama Sheikh al-Husun, of the Kalawatiya order of Sufis out of Sudan. This is too heavy for you, motherfucker. I'm doing it again. I sat beneath the great Shayuk elders as a student, one of which was Muhammad Mahmud, and the great master Karama Sheikh al-Husun of the Kalawati order of Sufis. Look them up. Of the Kalawati order of Sufis out of Sudan as Mahdiya or Ansar Allah, and studied the Ratib, which is the only true Mahdi, my great-grandfather's expression of love for his creator, the Most High, completed in 1885. My grandfather's expression of love for his creator, the Most High, completed in 1885, and I reorganized it and printed it for them. As a Moorish American, under the teachings of Prophet Noble Jew Ali, a Shriner, as a Moorish card-holding member since 1973 AD as M. York-L, I republished and revised the Holy Quran, Circle 7, their connection with the NOI, Nation of Islam, known as the Black Muslims, encouraged me to do an in-depth study of the teachings of Master W.D. Fard, Allah in person, to his final messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X and Minister Louis Farrakhan, all of whom were also admitted Freemasons. I released several books explaining in depth their doctrine, which led me to another ex-member of the Nation of Islam called Clarence 13X, called by his own name, Allah, who founded the 5% Nations of Gods and Goddesses. I collected data and published the problem book, their interpretation of the English class lessons of the Nation of Islam. Amongst the Hebrew Israelites, while in the degree of Mosesism, I was known as Rabboni Yeshua Bar El Hadi. As a Hebrew, I was bar mitzvahed in the year 1958 by the great Rabbi Wentworth Arthur Matthews, leader of the Moorish Zionist Temple of the Moorish Jews of Harlem at age 13. Through the School of Judaism, I translated the Torah and the Psalms from the ancient Hebrew into English. Amongst the Christians in the degree of Christism, I studied the Jehovah's Witnesses, whose founder, Charles Tazel Russell, and another leader, Joseph B. Rutherford, were also Freemasons, as was the founder of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard, and even the founder of the Mormons, Joseph Smith, all Freemasons. I was known as Reverend Dr. Malachi Z. York, or Dr. York, pastor and founder of the Holy Tabernacle Ministries, and later the Reverend and founder of the Egyptian Church of Christ, Inc., and the Holy Seed Baptist Synagogue, and the Amen Institute. Through the School of Christism, I translated and explained the Book of Revelation from the Galilean, Arabic, and the ancient Greek. All of these new sects of Muslims, Christian, Hebrew, Israelites, and mystic groups were all founded by Freemasons. Christianity was founded by Freemasons. That's why it's all in them damn Bibles. That's why it's in the Bible. All them little signs. Everything got to do. Islam, Judaism, all founded by Freemasons. Wow. In this day and time, I received a new holy tablet, the Book of Lamb, prophesied by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, our own scripture that each day as scientists, astronomers, paleontologists, and the like uncover new evidence confirming that this holy tablet was indeed divinely inspired and is not merely a book, the Book of Lamb, but a revelation, a holy scripture with prophecies of the future, which are manifesting daily. Also, I translated El Katub Shil El Mawut, the Book of the Dead, the Book of the Coming Forth by Day, originally called Coming Forth from the Darkness into the Light, commonly called today the Egyptian Book of the Dead, after its discovery in the many tombs of the deceased. As Amun Nebi Re'akata, I also released a series of books called Behind the Nine-Ball and Bible Interpretations and Explanations in 1967. I felt it my duty as the true reformer and savior to my people to make that which is unclear, clear. I have also revealed the doctrine of those called the Hebrew Israelites and the likes with a series of books called 360 Questions to Ask, in three volumes of over 1,000 pages each, entitled The Degree of Mosesism, The Degree of Christism, and The Degree of Muhammadism, covering any question that anyone could have pertaining to any of the three monotheistic religions as taught by the Canaanites who tampered with them over the years. I have also traveled the rough and rugged path of Freemasonry. All my life, never once did I deny this any, and have crossed the burning sands and have arrived as the imperial grand potentate worldwide. Affiliated with the ancient Arabic and Oriental order, nobles of the Mystic Shrine, New Mecca Temple, number 11, Oasis, Macon, Desert, Georgia. Noble Bishop T.W. Smith Gent, Jr., 33 degrees, 95 degrees, as well as Mecca Temple number 1, Ancient Arabic Order, Nobles of the Mystic Shrine of North and South America, Inc., Grand Jurisdiction of Georgia, Noble Harold Martin, and IGP of AEO and ANOMS, all Moxie Shrine Temple number 19, Oasis, Macon, Desert, Georgia, Northern and Southern Jurisdictions, the Ancient Egyptian Order, Arab Nobles of the Mystic Shrine Worldwide, Al-Moxie Shrine Temple, and Sutter Law Worldwide as Imperial Grand Potentate, Grand Mufti. Also over the Sisters of Fatima, Shriner Ladies, Hiram, number 19, Worldwide, and Shiloh Chapter 3, OES, Order of Eastern Star, and their many sub-chapters worldwide. Also acting in the position of the Sovereign Grand Commander of the Nuwapian Worldwide Grand Lodge, also the Deputy Grand Master affiliated with the Pride of Georgia Grand Lodge AF and AM, 33rd Scottish Rite Freemason, and Amos Grand Lodge of Macon, Georgia. I enter the Order of the Acacia under the Most Worshipful Master, the illustrious Charles Tinsley, 33rd degree of King Solomon's Lodge, number 4, Brooklyn, New York. Also, I passed at the New York Grand Enoch Lodge in Brooklyn, New York, on Putnam and Nordstrand Avenue. Prince Hall affiliated in the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite Freemasonry, AF and AM, jurisdiction of Georgia, called Zerubbabel, Grand Chapter, Royal Art, Mason, United States and Canada. In my heart and in my mind, from my experiences, the sectism and the separation will be eliminated by the efforts of those amongst us whose concerns are Freemasonry and Shrinedom, and not self-gains and egos. My travel took me through the world, from sitting with the mystics and the monks under the Tibetan master Lama Mut Kokoma of China to the Grand Lodge in Cairo, Egypt, Northeast Africa, to being a member of the Rosicrucian Order since 1974, as well as a Sara Mystic Order since 1975. For more than 25 years, as the Supreme Grand Hierophant in the Ancient Egyptian Order, AEO, Mir Pyramid number 9, my family have been Freemasons for generations in Virginia's Zen Shriner Temple number 122, Newport News, Virginia, and Daughters of Isis, Zen Court number 98, Prince Hall affiliated. I stepped on to the Blue Lodge Freemasonry, the Blue Nile, from the Black Egyptian mystery as Tahuti Thoth, called Hermes, thrice times great, the possessor of the master key, keeper of the secret word to become a Haru, Horus, Hiru, a companion of the great Hierophant, I am Hotep, the subscribe of the secret doctrine, conferrer of the 720 degrees and the secret number 9, and the guardian of the ninth gate, raising from the ninth chamber, which will give you the power to realign yourself. I was there, which is here, when the words, let there be light, literally meaning become, exist, be, come into being, and light was uttered. It was actually a request to the Most High by the Elohim called Anunnaki, Orisha, Denir, Maliakat, Nomos, Angel, to allow the green light to exist. I have stood the test of time. I have been questioned by scholars and historians of all religions and denominations. I am able to answer the unanswered and solve the problems of the world. Yet, my personal interest is in each and every one of you. I am not the Lord Adonai, Jesus, the Messiah Christ, nor am I a holy man, nor a preacher. I'm a master teacher, a guide. I have resurrected in the West the ancient fraternity, AEO, with healing in my wings. the spiritual order of our ancestors, the Egyptians, and your true bloodline under the reincarnation of Netir, Amenubi, Ruakatah, your Aferti, Pa'a, or Pharaoh, for this day and time, Atum Re. I have experienced all the religions and sacred orders, and now I bring to you the ancient Egyptian order, AEO, the true order of the Egyptians called Apet Asut, which is the University of Educational and Spiritual Knowledge of ancient Tamaré, Egypt. It is referred to as the original lodge, built in 1500 before Christ, in the old days, that which gave birth to all others, and it, in this day and time, has become the fastest growing movement for world peace of the new millennium. You have found your way to that which was sought all your life. Don't believe a word I say. Check it out for yourself. So I am your brother. I am a Nubian Islamic Hebrew. Only fools duck when the truth thrown us at them. Don't believe a word I say? Check it out. Y'all hear all them orders shouting them in through. Hold on, put my glasses back on so I can see y'all. Did you hear all them orders, man? Them orders goddamn go hazard. Ooh. Lord, have mercy. All right, Charlotte. Now, let's get into these principles. EA, what is EA again? Into apprentice, which you got to raise up from your genitals, your sex, your gender, your lustful ways. So this is the book, one of millions of books to help you raise up. But you got to put two and two together. Y'all ready for this? Let's dance, baby. The Son of Man Show, hosted by Don Nicole Leon, Secrets Revealed, Season 1, Episode 6. All right, so page 180. What is a Freemason dedicated to? Freemason is a fraternal organization dedicated to brotherly love, relief, and truth. Brotherly love, number one. Freemasonry recognizes the strong bond that unites all worthy brothers under the Most High. We always meet on the level. Nobody is more important when work is done, but all is responsible. Do it again. Nobody is more important when work is done, but all is responsible. Our members include men from a wide range of religious backgrounds meeting on the ground floor of truth. Each of us shares a commitment to this important principle, brotherly love. Relief because of our strong bond of brotherly love and dedication to the aiders of the Most High. We are obligated to provide relief to those who are in need, especially a worthy brother, his widow, and orphan. This includes the notation of charity, and we provide assistance to worthy charities to the best of our abilities. We are a hand to those in need. Truth. We are ever committed and diligently seeking truth. We must be truthful. We must be honest with each other, but more importantly, ourselves. The Masonic principles of truth also teach a man to search for wisdom and understanding in order to gain overstanding. Seek Brother John, for only he has the key. Once you meet the truth and gain the truth, you must defend the truth until you take your last breath. All right. Defending the truth. Question. Just what is truth? What is truth? Facts beyond any doubt, supported by research that is our true quest. We seek the facts, truth beyond doubt. We respect Buddha, for he as a man dropped the material things and went on the quest for the truth. What did Buddha say he found out? What did he say? He found out that desire is the lead to suffering. We also respect all holy people and holy places. Can the truth be changed or altered? No. True facts cannot be changed or altered or passed away. But true facts can make you free from lies, falsehoods, fabrications, and ignorance. Using the names of darkness and light to enlighten someone in untruth or misinformation is bad light. It's just not right. Question, what will knowing the truth lead to? Here's what it leads to. Knowing the truth will lead to love, peace, happiness, freedom, justice, equality, success. We must change this corrupt world, take it out of the hands of the evil forces and people that is, and rebuild it. Now, the symbolic letters EA, the EA are also in ancient name EA, 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 like y'all don't know who EA is, EA Sports, but you got to find out. EA or E dot A dot. And it means whose house is water. Its symbolic color is blue, the deep blue sea, in the cuneiform or Sumerian. EA's name in cuneiform is and became Enki, whose other name is Nudim-Mud. And that means he who fashioned things. Once he came to earth, Ki or Qui or Gi, I speak of them because it is recorded that they built and stocked the planet. Enki, E-N, means master or lord, and Ki, K-I, Q-I, or G-I, earth or master of earth. This Enki was the son of Anu or An, his father, and Id, his mother. Earth was called Eridu, home away from home. His brother was Enlil or En, E-N, which is master or lord, Enlil or Lil, L-I-L, which is heaven. Enlil means master of heaven. His father's name, Anu, means most high or highest. Antum or Antu was his mother. And Leo's other name is Nu-Nam-Nir, and that means the light of fish. Nanner comes from the moon god Nan-Nar, the bright one, or Nana, like you would call your grandmother, Nana. The name Sin comes from Su-en, S-U-E-N, or Zu, Z-U-E-N. He was Zu, Z-U, mean wise. They also lived in the Bible land of Haran, the Hurrian city, where Tiru, oracle priest, or Terah, in the Holy Bible, the father of Abraham visited. There is still a temple to Sin built there in the Sinai Peninsula today called Ehul Hul, House of Great Joy, where Sin is declared God supreme. The same Sin that tempted Cain, son of Adam and Eve. And so when you say Sin's live at a door, that's a deity waiting to initiate them or accept them into the order of Sin. Y'all don't know that. Y'all think sin is like cussing or doing something wrong. That's no, the order of sin or deity, that's a deity that's what they still have, a supreme God. Wake up, okay? Wake up. Finn or Nana had twins by Nigal, Inanna. Inanna means Anu's lady. And Utu, the shining one. Inanna was a girl, the moon, while Utu was a sun, S-O-N, the S-U-N, as you can read for yourself. The name Sin, S-I-N, is not just an act, but a person of Samaria, mother and father of the great joy that sinners seek, as did Cain when he left the enclosed Garden of Eden. Gar, G-A-R, dash Din, D-I-N, and the E, and you got Din as a name is judge. That's what it means. As a title, it meant righteous one. Dine, or Din, Garden, D-I-N, Eden. It became Hebrew, Din, D-I-N, which means religion. Arabic, D-E-E-N, which means religion. Its root is Dan, D-A-N, means judgment. From Sumerian, D-I-N, Din, means righteous or divine beings. Conveyed the meaning simply means the righteous ones of the brightest, the righteous ones of the bright pointed objects. Dingir, D-I-N-G-I-R. So when it has gar din, right, Ethereum, you take the gar and put it first. No, you take the din in gar din and put it first. Dingar, dingir. And it means the righteous ones of the ships. Y'all ain't ready? Now, Google might show it to you. The sign for din, D-I-N, in Samaria, type that in and you should be able to see the symbol if Google got it. Not Google ain't got everything. Here is, damn, he got a little chart here for you. So you can see the order of Anu wives. On the left side is Atum, his wife Atum, the son Enlil, and his wife is Ninlil, Lady of Heaven. The son Nannar, which is Nagal's wife, son Utu, and daughter Inanna. Oh, so Inanna is, well, we know it's the granddaughter of Anu. However, Nana and Nigal, that's why I say Nana and Ningal. Okay, sorry, I'm having my moment. And her other name is Ishtar and Astaroth Inanna. So, yeah, okay, that's Enlil, Shadis, Ninlil, and Enlil. Okay. That's on that side. Okay, got it. All right. On Id's side, and new other wives, his other wives are not that important. Id, Antu, another name for her, or it's called, I guess Antu means wife. But anyway, Id gave birth to Enki. Enki married Ninki, which means Lady of the Earth. And they gave birth to Merduk, which means son of the pure mound. Son of the pure mound, and daughter Belat. So Enki and Ninki had two children, Merduk and Belat. Oh, so cute. So cute. This is good. All right. So now I'm looking at charts, and it's going to be kind of difficult to, it ain't going to be hard. I know how to paint a perfect picture. Elion, Elionel, worship Most High El, Psalms 82 and John 10:34. I'm going to tell you how old these goddamn religions is first. Judaism, 6,000 years old. Christianity, 2,000 years old. Al-Islam, 1,500 years old. All right. Hey, this is some good shit right here, man. I wish y'all could see this page, 188. All right. So I'm going to move on. All three groups believe in the seven archangels, good and bad angels, the fall of angels. Angels bring messages. Angels are spirit beings. Angels will protect you. Angels come from above. All three religions believe that. All right. Let me tell you, the universal lessons of the Masonic Order, misinformation about the Masonic Order, loose lips, sink ships, shayish. Keep the secret sacred study, Jabalon or Yabal-an, Jabalon. It is believed that Jabalon or Jabalon or Jabalon or Jabulon is the secret name of the Masonic Order's God. This is misinformation, and it is outright not true. We members of the Masonic Order do not have our own God deity. We do not in any of our teachings or doctrines speak of having our own God, just as G-A-O-T-U, the great spirit of eternal creation, is not the name of a God at all, and is not the name of a Masonic God, and is not the same as the word GOAT, G-O-A-T. You can G-A-O-T-U become, no, he said, how can a G-A-O-T-U become G-O-A-T, GOAT? This is done to mislead. We do not worship any goat-headed god called Baphomet, father of wisdom, or the French saying, Le Serpent Rouge, the red serpent said to protect the royal blood or devil, Satan, Shaitan, or Lucifer in any way or form, in any part of our studies or lessons. We do not have our own god, as claimed by misguided Christian ministers, such as the Euro-American John Inkerberg and Euro-American John Weldon in their book called The Facts on the Masonic Lodge on page 39, and I quote, Masonry teaches at least three things about its God. One, the Masonic God is called the great architect of the universe, but must remain undefined, end quote. And he says, as you can see, between each letter is a point. So why would these men try to deceive you into thinking it is a name of a Masonic God when in fact many of them belong to secret societies that set out to deceive? There are the true knights of Templar, and then there is the serpent of wisdom of Templar. So you have two Templars. You have the knights of Templar, and then you have the serpent of wisdom of Templar. Wow. You hear that shit, Ether? Ethereum? Interesting. Yeah. I knew it had to be an offset from the counteract the Knights of Templar. So you have the Serpent of Wisdom of Templar to counteract the Knights of Templar. All right. Anyway, but the Serpent of Wisdom of Templar, in their orders, they use certain names that are similar to the true ones, like the Essenes, School of Prophets, Levite priests, Order of Christian Knights, Egyptian masters, and the Elatian Serpent of Wisdom. And they are all under the Order of Sion or Zion, also found in another pamphlet entitled The Masonic Lodge, What You Need to Know by Ed Decker, another Christian minister. They don't have a clue of what they are talking about and are themselves misguided, quoting mostly from misinformation of misled authors like Euro-Americans like Albert Pike and his satanic book called Morals and Dogma of the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rites of Freemasonry, 1966, or Albert Mackey's Revised Encyclopedia of Freemasonry, 1966, or Manly P. Hall, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry. There are many who are out there misinforming the public about the Masonic Order. Just because they print a book does not mean they have the true meaning of the order. In fact, if you got this information from their book or many others about the Masonic Order, then beyond a shadow of a doubt, they misled your ass. Question. Is it true that G-A-O-T-U or the abbreviation of Great Architect of the Universe is the Masonic deity that Buddhists, Christians, Muslims, or Hindus can all worship with Masons without controversy? Answer, this is another mistake made by the misinformed and those who seek to deceive or mislead. The fact is the statement, great architect of the universe, comes from the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. And the house which I build is great, for great is our God above all gods. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. But who is able to build him a house? But who is able to build him in house? Seeing the heavens and heaven of heaven cannot contain him. Who am I then that I shall or that I should build him a house, save only to burn sacrifice before him? So when you examine these two verses, you can see all the parts of G-A-O-T-U, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 10 of the New American Standard Bible reads, for he was looking for the city which was foundation, whose architect and builder is God. End quote. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. But as you can see, the very word architect is being used for God right in the Holy Bible. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 through 6, you see, for great is our God. And verse 6 says, the heaven and the heaven of heavens, which is the very universe. Thus you have the great spirit of eternal creation, or the great architect of the universe, G-A-O-T-U. That's too much. So as you can see, the Masonic statement, G-A-O-T-U, for great architect of the universe, is right out of the Holy Bible. It is not a new name or a Masonic name for our own deity made up by us. No. It's right from the Holy Bible. Question. Do Freemasons worship the same God as Buddhists? Answer. No. Buddhists worship the man named Siddhartha Gautama Buddha, born in 563 BC and died 483 BC. We do not worship that man called Buddha. Question. Do Freemasons worship the same God as Hindus? Answer. No. But it should also be made clear that the Hindus worship three supreme gods, Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, from which stem many other gods. No, we do not worship any of them. Question. Do Freemasons worship the same Yahshua, Isa, Jesus God as the Christians? Answer. No. Why do I say no? Because there are many different groups, sects, and denominations of Christians, and each has their own definition of who and what Yahshua, Isa, Jesus, God is. Question. Just what do you mean by that? Some believe Yahshua or Isa or Jesus is the God. Others believe he is only the Son of God. And others believe he is three in one, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. While others believe he is the God, his own Father who became flesh. Each group will tell you they have it right and all the others are wrong. Or they will say that the others are not real Christians, only they are. So you have all these different Christians. You got Roman Catholic. You got Coptic Christians. You got the Russian Coptic Christians, the Egyptian Coptic Christians, the Ethiopian Coptic Christians. You got the Jehovah's Witness, the Mormons, the Nazarenes, the Anglican, you got the Anglican Christians, the Pentecostal Christians, the Lutheran Christians, the Episcopalian Christians, the Baptists, the Holiness Apocalyptic, the goddamn Protestant Christians, the Evangelist Christians, the Spiritual Baptist Christians, Santeria Christians, Seventh-day Adventist Christians, Russian Orthodox Christians, Messianic Jews for Christ Christians. There's a lot of them motherfuckers. No wonder everybody got damn confused. Everybody confused. Just to name a few. Just to name a few. That was 18. Got more than that. Okay. So, this is really good. Anybody want to come in real quick? What am I at? My second hour? Man, this is really good, bro. I'm good. Ooh. Man. You say, just to name a few, and all of them have branches of even smaller groups. They all do not agree on the nature of Yahshua, Isa, Jesus, as God, the God, the Son of God, the incarnation of God. They can't agree on that shit. Okay. So, of course, we Freemasons will have to say, hell no, we do not agree with them all until they come to a common ground and then be able to explain their findings and all other Christians groups agree. How do you act? Do we believe in the same God as the Christians when they don't know the true nature of their own God or Son of God? I will repeat that. How do you act? Do we believe in the same God as the Christians when the Christians don't know the true nature of their own God or the Son of God? Oh! Okay, sorry. That shit fine. Let me do that one more time. How do you act? Do we believe in the same God as the Christians when the Christians don't know the true nature of their own God or the Son of God? Go ask them fucking Christians that shit. Don't be asking me. They don't know the true nature of their own God or the Son of God. They damn sure don't, man. Okay, question. Do Freemasons worship the same Allah as Muslims? Oh, okay, here we go. All right. No. Why do I say no? For the very same reason I said no about the Christians. Because they are... For the very same reason I said no about the Christians. Because there are many different groups and sects of Muslims, Muslims, and each has their own definition of who and what Allah is. You have Muslims and you have Muslims. Niggas is Muslims. Question. Just what do you mean by that? Some are called Muslims. Others, Muslims. Some, Sufi. Others, Balalians. Others, Ahmadiyya. This shit about to get long. All these different things. Others, Black Muslims, Nation of Islam, others, Baha'i, and others, 5%ers. Each have their own meaning for Allah. So the Orthodox Sunni Muslim, one sect formed after Muhammad's death in the year 632 AD, they believe Allah is an unseen spirit. Who has no equals or partners, no sons or daughters or wives, And the counterpart, the Shiite sect, holds the same belief. That should be funny when they say an unseen spirit. Like, oh, so there are spirits you can't see? Can't see that one, though. The only one you can't see is Allah. Okay, so then you have the Moorish Muslim, known as the Moorish Science Temple of America, founded in 1913 by their prophet, Noble Jew Ali, born 1886, on a Cherokee Indian reservation in North Carolina, which he, of course, Noble Jew Ali, is a Freemason on to the Shriner himself. So when asked who is Allah, Noble Jew Ali's answer was, Allah is the father of the universe. The only place you can see him is in your heart. He is truth, Allah. Also, Allah is in man. He is also the higher self, also called Elohim, and the seven creative spirits that created everything that was ever was and is and evermore to be. Then Elohim is also called the seven eyes of Allah. Then you have the Black Muslims, or Nation of Islam, founded by W.F. Muhammad in 1933, appointed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was born in 1897 in Sandersville, Georgia, who also stated he was a Freemason, as did Minister Louis Farrakhan, his successor. W.F. Muhammad appointed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad Karim as his messenger. This W.F. Muhammad, or Master Farad Muhammad, born 1891, who came to America from Mecca, Saudi Arabia, became Allah in the person and also the son of another Allah, Abdul Ali Qudri al-Bayt, his father, the supreme being, God in person. It was said he was the Mahdi of the Muslims and the Messiah of the Christians. He was Allah in physical form. The Nation of Islam produced an offshoot called Five Percenters, founded by an ex-member of the Nation of Islam whose name was Clarence Jowers Smith, also known as Clarence 13X or Clarence 37X. He declared that he was also Allah, the father in physical. And there are many more groups of Muslims, also called Mohammedan or Islamic. All have their own interpretation of who or what Allah is. So because of that, again, I will have to say no until they come to a common ground, and then are able to explain their findings, and all other Muslim groups agree. So as you can see, those who make the false claim that the deity of the Masonic order is called G-A-O-T-U, and is the same as Buddhists, Christians, Muslims, or Hindus, are wrong, outright not true. And no, we do not acknowledge the unique godhood of Yeshua, Isa, Jesus Christ, nor did Harupa Messi, Yeshua HaMashiach, El Isa El Messi, Jesus the Messiah. Read the red print of your Bible and or in scriptural verses such as John 6:69, Mark 1:1, and Matthew 11, verse 27 through 30. Where either he himself or others made a clear distinction between himself and the Father, Elion El, the highest, God the Father, and Eli, my God, or Eli, or my Most High God. He never claimed to be the Father, the God, but only a Son of God, whose whole ritual is based on death and resurrection, and he died and rose from the dead, as did Lazarus, when he was raised from the dead, that's John chapter 11, verse 1 through 26. And the little boy who was raised from the dead by Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 2 through 24. And likewise, a little boy who was raised from the dead by Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 through 37. As did Asar or Usir or Osiris, was raised by Aset, or Aset, Isis. It was also a ritual with the Essenes. So I hope this is clear light for you, my brother. This is some interesting shit, because this is this shit. I was thinking about my damn daddy reading this. I said, listening. Yeah, I'm listening to my voice read this shit. But listening to this, I was thinking about my daddy, right? And this is some shit that I played the first hour with my dad and King Ellis talking, and my dad come in, and I heard him say something like, I don't subscribe to Nimrod, all this type of shit, right? Oh, my God, this nigga didn't read the lessons. Nimrod is your master builder. That's your great brother Nimrod, baby. And it's Messiah part where he says the shit about Jesus and all the rest of the motherfuckers, man. This shit funny. Anyway, but misinformation is lies. Nope, let's do it again. Misinformation and lies are created to mislead the seeker of truth and wanting inquiry from the true path of Masonry, which we call the straight and narrow path for the upliftment of all humanity. The truth is that Semitic languages go back to Ugarit and back to Egypt. You will be taught this fact in your lessons on languages of God and languages of man and their origin, which includes many sub-dialects called tongues. And in them, words are built, and names in particular can be made up of more than one noun, which is either person, place, or thing, or two, or even all three of the above. That's how they give y'all definitions. You know, one or two or all three. If you're a person, place, or thing as a definition. Anyway, example, right? Malachi, M-A-L-A-C-H-I, is composed of one part, Mal, M-A-L, and Aki, A-K-I-Y. Malachi is always Malachi, meaning my angel. Another example is Job, J-O-B, or Job, J-O-B. It's composed of one part, which is Ayub. Got it? Ayub. That's English Job, which you should be saying, but the name is Ayub. Okay? J-O-B is always J-O-B, meaning persecuted. Damn! Who the fucking know? I didn't know that shit. The word Ayub or Job meaning persecuted. Wait, Job or Job? Job means persecuted. Ah. That shit means persecuted. What the fuck? J-O-B means persecuted. That's some strange-ass shit. Oh, my goodness. But Ayub, from the root word, Yobab, or Yobab, it means desert. It means desert. So another example, three, is Elijah. Eli and Jah is composed of two parts, Eli and Jah. Elijah, E-L-I-J-A-H. Eli is short for Elohim, and Jah is short for Jehovah, meaning my God, Eli, because the lead is my. My God is Jehovah, Eli, Yah. Eli, like Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, my God, my God. Eli, my God, Yah. Or Jah, my God is Jehovah. All right. Another one is Adonijah. Adonai and Jah is composed of two parts. Adonai, A-D-O-N-I, and Jah, J-A-H. Adonai is short for Adonia or Adonia. And Yah is short for Jehovah, meaning my Lord is Jehovah, Adonai and Yah or Jah. The fifth example is Tob Adonijah, right? T-O-B-A? No, Tob, T-O-B, A-D-O-N-I-J-A-H. I just fucking know how to say that word, that name. But anyway, it's composed of three parts. Tob, T-O-B, and Adonai, A-D-O-N-I, and Jah, J-A-H. Tob is short for T-O-B-E. Adonai is short for Adonai, Adonia, Adonia. Yah or Jah is short for Jehovah. It means my Lord and Master is Guru. Because the word Tob is there, and Tob means good. You already know Adonai means Lord or Master. And Adonijah is Jah, Jehovah. My Lord and Master is good. One more example. Nebuchadnezzar, got it? Nebuchadnezzar is composed of three parts. Neb, one, and Kad, K-A-D, and Nazar. Neb is short for Nebu. Kad is short for Chad, C-H-A-D, and Nazar, N-E-Z-Z-A-R, and it means may Nebu protect the crown. Nebuchadnezzar. May Nebu protect the crown. This is really good. I learned some shit about Job. It means persecuted. Okay. All right. So it is clear. So it is clear light that the names of God, people, places, and things are used to make up names to symbolize an event or a change in possession or an event such as naming a well Bir Lahairoi, which means well of the living, one seeing me. Well of the living, one seeing me. That's in Genesis chapter 16, verse 14. Or changing names or titles of people such as Abram to Abraham. Because in Genesis chapter 17, verse 5, it says, neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you. The damn Bible. Then you have Jacob of Israel, Jacob. Jacob to Israel. That's when his name was changed in Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. And it says, he said, the name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men and hast prevailed. And, of course, they changed it from Messiah to Christ. That's in John chapter 1, verse 41, where it says, he first findeth his own brother, Simon, and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And Job means persecuted. So it is clear light that the Holy Bible, names get built of parts called compound words, and even God's names. Let's see how it works. You have, like, in other words, like Abraham, Abe, A-B. It means father or heart. Abe, Ra, son. Ham, black. So Abraham, Abraham, father, heart, son, black. The compound word is Abraham. All right? Then you have Israel. He is Isis, Ra, son, El, Elul, the source. The compound word is Israel. These are compounds. These are little words. They all got that last. Then you have solar or Solomon. Sol, S-O-L, Om, O-M, and On, O-N. Solomon. Nope, I did it wrong. Sol, Om, On. Sol, solar, Om, and On is a solar deity named Sun. So the compound word is Solomon or Sol-on. Then you have you have Aben Kodesh, okay? Ab means father, Aben, B-E-N, son, and Kodesh means holy. And the compound name is Aben Kodesh, Aben Kodesh. Three parts, three words, made up a compound word. The Trinity or Triad, right? So you also have Aben Kodesh, and they call Ab God the Father. Ben is the Son, which is Jesus, and Kodesh is means holy, the Holy Ghost. That's how they come up with that, Aben Kodesh. We could say that Aben Kodesh is the Christian God's secret name, but does that make it true? Nope. The same applies to Jabulon. So now let's take a look at the composition of the composite. Let's take a look at the composite we use in our secret order, which is Jah, J-A, Bel, B-E-L, On, O-N, a compound word constructed of three parts and used in the ritual of the Masonic Lodge. I can say, if I am looking for fault, that God is dog spelled backwards. But is that what it really is? No, because the word God is from the German gut or gut, the German meaning word, the German Germanic word meaning good, G-O-O-D, and does not mean dog or canine. Or you can take the word lived, L-I-V-E-D, and read it backwards, and you get devil, D-E-V-I-L. Is that what it means? Then you have names like Abba, A-B-B-A, father, which reads the same in either direction, A-B-B-A. So if you are looking for fault, you can create it, even where it does not exist. This is the case with our most benevolent secret order. Outsiders who wish to know our secrets but don't wish to enter into our order sees others that belong or wish to join, and that person or persons who see this want these persons to be under their control and belong to their belief, join their church, join their mosque, join their synagogue, temple, club, or whatever. Where's God? Listen to this again. Where is God? Write it down. Where is God? Write that down. Nowhere is God. Question, where is God? Answer, God is nowhere. N-O-W-H-E-R-E. Now, here, God is now here. Question, no, where is God? Answer, now, here is God. You gotta write that, you gotta write the words down, because you will see nowhere is now here. The word nowhere is no here. And it Okay, no. So in recent years, many misinformed Christians and clergy have stepped out front to attempt to attack with books and pamphlets or lectures about the Masonic Lodge or Freemasonry, such as the book entitled The Facts on the Masonic Lodge by Euro-American John Inkelberg and a Euro-American John Weldon, who state, and I quote, Masonry teaches that the actual contents of the Bible are not the Word of God, end quote. Or, how can a Christian Mason who claims to believe that the Bible is the literal Word of God help to promote an organization that denies the Bible is God's Word and denies Jesus' teachings on the Bible, end quote. Then there's an author, a Euro-American one, called Robert Morey, or E.M. Storms. Book is Should a Christian Be a Mason? Or Stephen Knight, The Brotherhood, The Explosive Expose of the Secret World of Freemasons and Others. Then there's Ed Decker, the author of a quick reference guide entitled The Masonic Lodge, What You Need to Know, makes a comparison between the teachings of Freemasonry and the teachings of the Holy Bible. It is subtitled 17 Spiritual Errors and Dangers of Freemasonry. It is these authors, these ministers, and others who have declared statements which are just not the truth. Remember, Freemasonry existed long before the translation of the Holy Bible, for it was all in Hebrew. The wise men of the Holy Bible were Freemasons, and Yeshua, Isa, Jesus Christ, did not exist in the goddamn flesh when Solomon's temple was being built, or the rituals of the Masonic order was formed and enacted. So how could it deny Yeshua, Isa, Jesus Christ, or any other personage of the Holy Bible when it existed long before their birth and teachings? So to include all, we respect all who acknowledge Elyon El, the Most High, creator and maker of all of us, before our baptism or acceptance into any religious group or congregation. Each of them claims you have to be baptized to be saved, yet you are born unsaved. In Freemasonry, we say you are Elyon's El, the Most High's child, before your physical birth, and will be even if you're not a part of any group or church, for even newborn babies die just as a member. Just as a member of any organization who defects or has a change of heart will not explain what they were taught is the same way as when they believe or accepted the teaching. That's why you have so many cults of Christianity out of the original Roman Catholics who become the many cults called denominations today, each with their own interpretation of the statement, the blood of Christ, the flesh of Christ. When you see me, you see God, or the Son of God, or the Son is God, his own Father. They interpret each his own way, but if he departs, he then has nothing good to say. This has happened with Freemasonry when they claim they have this or that ex-member, and this ex-member turned to Christ and now says this or that about the Masonic Lodge. Of course, he will say what you want to hear and show you what you want to see, as when a Catholic converts to evangelism or apostolic Baptist or a Jehovah's Witness becomes a Mormon, or to any of the many new Christian cults that all have their roots in the Roman Catholic original congregation. They say what the new group needs to hear to make them think they have the real truth, when in fact they don't, and will mislead just to be accepted by their own, by their new group. So some so-called Masonic brothers have defected and passed on information in part, but without giving its true meaning. Maybe they don't know, or maybe they respected their original oath and kept their word. Psalm chapter 11, verse 119, verse 67, or Proverbs 21, verse 23, keep your word. But anyway, being a master mason in the wrong lodge does not mean you know the true light behind our secret symbolisms. They never knew what their symbols meant. That's why it was so easy for them to defect to a religion that was hidden in symbolisms, icons, or rituals. And also, they would never be told their hidden meanings. Remember, the original followers of Yahshua, or Isa, Jesus Christ, had to hide their teachings and gather in secret places. And they used the symbol of a fish as their secret symbol. In fact, there were a secret society also. They were a secret society, or the Romans and Greeks of their day would kill them. And in fact, did kill any they found. So the original devotees or followers of Yahshua, Isa, or Jesus Christ, were an underground secret society called the Brotherhood of the Fish. They used a fish as their symbol and called themselves fishers of men. Matthew 4, verse 19. What did he say? And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Just like the Masonic order, the original Christians were a secret order. The women's branch was called the Rose Sisters, or the Rose of the Seven Seals, or the Marys. So there is no difference between the original Christian meetings in upper rooms, behind closed doors with passwords and symbols, you know? There's no difference. Okay, here's a list of some Christian secret societies. Shall we begin? Here we go. The Knights of Columbus. The Brotherhood of the Snake. Look them up. The Brotherhood of the Dragon. The Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. The Order of Luciferians. The Satanic Order. The Open Friendly Secret Society. The Vatican. The Nazi Party, SS. The Jason Society. The Illuminati, the Secret of the Ages, the Guardian, the Millennium, the Skull and Bone, the Demole Society, the Order of the Quest, the Jesus, the Rosicrucians, the Astara Order, the Scroll and Key, the Odd Fellows, the Order of Zion, Les Serpents Rouge, the Red Serpent, the Knights of Templar, the Knights of Christ, the Teutonic Knights, the Swiss Guard, the Scots Guard, the Royal Society, the Caucus Club, the Loyal Nine, the Sons of Liberty, the Knights of the Golden Circle, the Knights of Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S. These are just some of the Christian secret orders that the average Christian knows nothing about. Most Christian ministers, pastors, bishops, reverends, deacons, fathers don't know anything about them. Ooh, the true meaning behind the drinking of the symbolic blood of Christ is that very name, Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, or Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, and much, much more that they, the average Christian, would never be privileged to, or the many Christian brotherhoods he would never hear about. So in their hunger for converts, they read a book by a person claiming to be informed in the secrets of the Masonic order, and they think they have found the answer to all our symbolism. Does every Christian or person or group that comes along and claims they are the only true Christians write books and record tapes saying that is the very truth of all Christianity? Hell no. No, of course not. So why has that been done to the Masonic order? I'm sure each Christian leader has his followers who support his thinking, reads his book, and will quote him from time to time. Does that mean he speaks for all Christians, regardless of denomination? Of course not. So let's set the record straight now. The Masonic order is not a satanic order in any way, shape, or form. We do not get to a point or degree where we vow loyalty to Lucifer if we spit on the Holy Bible. Not true. No, we are not all followers of Euro-American Albert Pike, nor Euro-American Albert Gallatin Mackey. This is just not the truth. Nor do they speak for the original Masonic orders or are accepted by all Freemasons. The torch of Lucifer is the fire of destruction, not the light of life. Freemasons are not Luciferians. And I, as a 33-degree Freemason and Knights of Templar, as well as a noble Shriner, could go on with each name of each individual who wrote books, gave lectures, and held position of authority, but was misinformed into believing that May 24, 1717 A.D. is the birth of the Masonic Order in Yorkshire, England, Europe, or in America, or in Germany, May 1st, 1776 A.D. This is all not true. It, the Masonic Order, predates them by thousands of years. In fact, it goes back to the Moors, or the Mars, or the Maurices of Al-Maghrib, Morocco, city of Fez, moved into Spain. The Alhambra, though, moved into France as Garennes of France. But the true Masonic order go even further back to ancient Egypt as mystery schools of Tahuti, Thoth, Hermes in ancient Babylon. Nimrod, son of Cush, was a master builder. Genesis chapter 10, 8, and Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. So the Masonic Order is not a religion. It's an order, a fraternity, an organization, a fellowship, or brotherhood. But it is not a new religion. It is not an ism. There is no such thing as Masonicism, Masonism. That word does not exist. So by not being a religion or ism, we did not choose a name for a god of our own, nor created one from three pagan gods, namely Yah, Jah, Bow, bow, on, and. That is not what Jabalon is symbolic of. Jehovah, bow, Osiris. The fact is that the Jah is short for W-H, that's Hebrew, or Yahayu, also said Yahweh Jehovah, the Lord, or existing one of the Hebrews, and Yah is short for Jesus. The Hebrew letter Yad is symbolic of hand. It is also pronounced Yad, Y-A-D, and is the name of the pointer cast in the shape of a hand with a pointing index finger and used in the synagogue for reading the Torah, the scrolls. This is some good shit. Great day, Patrice. The Hebrews used the Yad or Yad to avoid touching. You see that? Or dirtying the holy text of the law, and to direct the reader's attention to the precise word he is reading. It is also the same word, it is also the same word, Arabic, Yad, Y-A-D, which also means hand. Yahshua Isa, or Jesus, is a master teacher in the order of Melchizedek, a Rabboni, and a builder of man's character. He has a Hebrew name that begins with the 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Yod. It is Yahshua, Savior, which is also Joshua, meaning Jehovah is salvation. And in Hebrew is Yahoshua. The letter Yod is secret, for it means to inscribe the law, as Yahayu, Lord, the existing one, did in the Holy Bible. Exodus chapter 31, verse 18. And it says, and he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written from the finger of God. And, of course, the translation of God there in your Holy Bible is Elohim, God or Judges. So, now, the three things each Freemason must build, everybody, morals equals morality, trust equals trustworthy, honor equals honorable. Okay? I don't know how this motherfucking y'all got a lot of work to goddamn do. Okay. That'll take some time for y'all motherfuckers. Morals. Need some morals. Need equals morality. You need Trust, got to be trustworthy, honor, and honorable. Work your way up. Now, to build your person, which is yourself, to build your person is to build the greatest structure on earth, the human being, the temple of God. And then this being used his hand to build the structures on earth. The symbol means hand. So then you have the Akkadian or Akkadian word bull, B-U-L, or bell, B-E-L, or Baal, B-A-A-L, the Canaanite Lord. It was added to names like, in the case of Daniel, Daniel. He was given the Persian Babylonian name in Akkadian, which is Belteshazzar. His letter is the Hebrew letter Bet, B-E-T-H. That's how you pronounce it, like Bet. And is a symbol of the word Bet. And it means house, temper. No, it means house, temple. That's you. And structure. The human body is the house of God. John chapter 21, verse 20. John chapter 2, verse 21. But he spake of the temple of his body. So the great prophet, right, of the rebuilding of the temple prophesied the date and time of the rebuilding of the temple. His name was changed in Daniel chapter 1, verse 7 to Belteshazzar. And it says, unto whom the prince of the eunuch gave name, for he gave unto Daniel the name, what? Belteshazzar. And to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. So, this bull, B-U-L, in Freemasonry, is symbolic of Daniel. God is my judge. That's what the name Daniel means, or the word Daniel, Dan-I-L. L is there. God is my judge. So it was changed to Bel, B-E-L, Shazar, Baal, B-A-L, B-A-A-L, will protect. That's when they changed it. Yeah, so Daniel was named after Belshazzar. And you go to Daniel chapter 5, verse 1, you'll see it. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before 1,000. And, of course, the symbol means body. That's what it means. So then we have on. Because remember we're doing, never mind, forget. You lost. Anyway, but then we have on, O-N. Or as some think it's an, A-N, for Osiris, for Egypt, of Egypt, when in fact it is Oannes, O-A-N-N-E-S, another name for the master builder, Nimrod, motherfucker. So the letter Ain means I. So you say Ain. So Ain, A-I-Y-N, I think that's Arabic. No, that's Hebrew. No, that's Arabic. No, that's Hebrew. Ain is Hebrew, yes. That means I, A-I-Y-N, it's like a Ain. But anyway, it means I. He is the one, Nimrod, of course. And I told you that's on the dollar bill. Nimrod on the dollar bill. But he is the one who built the great tower of Babel in the land of Shinar. He was the son of Cush and great-grandson of Noah, who was perfect in his generation. So the symbol means I, E-Y-E. You see the clear light if you know your symbolism. So you see Jah, which is hand, bull, B-U-L, which is body, and on, which is I. It's the body, J-B-O or Jabo. Damn, I think this shit awesome. Question, what you know? Get it? What you know? Answer, Jabo. Let one know you have passed that degree. J-J-B, Jachin Boaz. So, in fact, the word Jabalon, Jabulon, or Jabo, or Jabo, is for jaw, hand, bull, body, on, eye. It's right there. It's in John 10, 28, hand, or jaw. John 2, chapter 2, verse 21, bull, which is the body, in Psalms 11, verse 4, on, eye. Jabalon is talking about the body. And together it means the all-seeing or the all-eye-seeing. The great Egyptian Moorish seal of Cairo, Al-Quahira, and Morocco of Al-Maghrib, and the Egyptian pyramid. So, when you look at the seal of the Nation of the Phoenix, you will see it all there. See the seal of the dollar bill, you'll see the eyes. You see it all. So the symbol on the back of the dollar bill, the left eye, the Egyptian pyramid, the eye. The Atum, Amun, Amun, and Atum. 45 degrees, all them eyes, the all-seeing eye, the eye at 45-degree angle. The six-pointed star, if you look at it, you got your eyes right there, geometry, baby, the geometry of the eye. Look at it. Then, of course, you have Osiris, the right sun, Haru, the left moon, the eye of Osiris and Horus, 180 plus 180, 360, baby. Look at the planet Earth and you see the eye, the tip right there. The mathematics of the eyes. Built without the sound of a hammer, nor the sweat of a brow, the great house built by man's hand under the watchful eye of Elroy, the seeing. Psalms, that's Psalms chapter 100, verse 19. No, chapter 119, chapter 119. Yeah, chapter 11, chapter 119, verse 18. Anyway, the Holy Bible in Genesis chapter 16, verse 13, and it says, and she called the name of the Lord Yahayu that spoke unto her, thou God El seest me, Roy, for she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? And as you can see, the Hebrew word for God is El, and the Hebrew word for seeth is Roy, when you translate it, El Roy. So when Hagar, Abraham's Egyptian wife, called on God seeth, it translates to El Roy. That's how the Bible translates that shit. So in the higher degree, question, in the higher degrees, do we join an evil group called the Illuminati? Oh, shit. Hold on. That statement, that question is, I'm just going to say it. In the higher degrees, do we join the Illuminati? Going to say evil, like, Illuminati ain't evil. Just depending on what order you go into that you disagree with and come back talking about it and then tell everybody you're no longer a member of it because it's evil. No. The answer is no. There is another fabrication of the new Christian churches and those who follow them uncover. They have formed an evil group called the Illuminated Ones or the Illuminati. But, as usual, they created this false evil brotherhood to deceive you into thinking. Whenever you hear the term Illuminati or Illuminated Ones, that it is evil, and that's not true. So where did the name Illuminati come from? Anybody know? It's all in your Bible, too, by the way. Anyway. So where did the name Illuminati come from? Answer, the divine illumination of the lodge, meaning all the knowledge one learns while a Freemason comes from the Holy Bible in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32. And it says, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, key word is illuminated here, ye endured a great fight of affliction. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32. Psalms chapter 18, 23, Revelation 21, verse 23, and Revelation verse 25, verse chapter 25, verse 5. And the Greek word is luchinos. Luchinos. It means illuminator, lamp, candlelight. And photozo, meaning to bring light, give light, enlighten, or illuminate. So all throughout your Bible, you see light being used to glow, illuminate, as the Greek word photizo or lusnos, which is where illuminati or illuminated ones come from. The Yahshua, Isa, Jesus himself, was an illuminated one who released others in the true light, making all his true disciples or apostles illuminated ones or illuminati. So, yes, Freemasons are the true illuminati or the illuminated ones. Psalms chapter 100, verse 19 through, nope, not through. Psalms chapter 119. Psalms chapter 119, verse 105, and it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. That's a bad line right there. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And in John chapter 8, verse 12 say, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 say, For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are you what? Light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Then John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The question to all those who attack the Masonic order by saying the Illuminati is evil after reading the above Holy Bible quote is, who are the true Illuminati? You see, followers of the prophets, messiahs, apostles, and disciples, angels are the true Illuminati, or the illuminated ones, sons of the true light. As John chapter 9, verse 5, shout him. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. John chapter 8, verse 12, as quoted above. We in the Masonic Lodge follow the book of light, the Holy Bible. Psalms chapter 27, verse 1, and it says, the Lord, Yahayu, is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord Yahayu is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, I belong to the know things. If you ask what you are, not worthy to know. I'm going to do it again. I belong to the know nothing. If you ask what you are, not worthy to know. If you ask what you are, not worthy to know. I belong to the know nothing. If you ask what you are, not worthy to know. And you know what? They might got down. Hold on, shout. Oh, wait, I'm almost there. Good, I can go back playing my daddy's show until I find some more secrets for y'all. And, you're going to need the book on this. And you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, Don Nicoleon has finished the Universal Lessons of the Masonic Lodge, the Secret Degree in EA Studies of Interapprentice. the Sovereign Grand Commander of the Milwaukee and Worldwide Masonic Lodge, Shada, in 6 episodes. We are now ready to move on to fellow craft, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not going to hold y'all hostage. We got to see what happens. But I tell you what, now that we finished the EA apprentice, that's it. That was it right there. Oh, my God, I did that shit. This book really caught my attention. God damn. First time me ever finishing the book, baby. God damn, that shit was good. 6 episodes of the Son of Man show. God damn, by Donna Corleone, Secrets Revealed. So anyway, we'll move on to season 2 a little bit later. I'm not going to give y'all book after book after book or word after word after word. So now it'll be back to the Son of Man show on Sundays, hosted by the Son of Man himself, Noble Bodie. Y'all just stay tuned and get ready for season 2 coming up next season. The most secrets revealed. I love y'all, man. The man of the hour is coming at 4 o'clock. Y'all have an awarding day. It's about to be 3 o'clock. Y'all make sure y'all do what you do at 3 o'clock. Well, we do our affirmations all over the fucking world at one time, at 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, depending on what side of town you're on. And that's everybody, affirmation. And remember, it's not the all, it's all. Get the the out. No, don't say the, say all. And I'm up out of here, man. Y'all have an awarding day. Donna Corleone show is Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And, yeah, I'm signing out, man. Let's get ready for the man of the hour at 4 o'clock. Y'all get some rest. I know I kept y'all up. Y'all have an awarding day. Peace.
Real Nigga Radio.